to fall. I won't shed a tear for them to see. Good morning, Patriots. It's finally here. It's go time. I'm so thankful that finally this day has arrived. I'm telling you, it seemed like it took forever. It seemed like forever, but the world has awakened to what's been going on with the children. And so, you know, just kudos to all of you who have worked so hard day in, day out, never gave up, and did whatever you could to save the children. Because finally, everybody realizes that this is what's been going on. No one, you know, they didn't want to believe it. No one did. We all wish we were wrong. We all wish that this was not true. But now we know it is. Everybody knows it is. So I'm very thankful that we finally are here. We're going to talk about what's going on with Epstein, the Epstein files, and what President Trump has known for a very long time and has been tracking. I want you guys to see that. We're going to talk about that. It's going to be some tough things I'm going to share today. But I also want to show you some of the top things that are happening in the world. And so we want to hit the highlights of the current events. Though, if you're new here, I'm Melissa Redpill. We look at the current events in the light of God's word. This is biblical. This is biblical. This is not just a political event. This is the bringing down of the literal Antichrist, the literal Antichrist of the book of Revelation. This is the one. This is it. So I want you guys to see. Don't forget, hit the like button right now. Make sure you bookmark, share it. Thank you, thank you, thank you for always doing that. You guys are the best to help us get out this truth, because I just feel like it's got to be time soon for people to realize this is what we mean by this is biblical. This is the end times for them. It's the end times for them, not for us, but for them. This is my website here, melissaredpill.com. You can find out all kinds of great information, end times information. We've written several books after all the research that we've done, because it's the end for them. And the minor prophets were telling us all these books. Here are my books that I've written. They're all on Amazon for $2.99, just to help to get the truth out about what they mean. This is biblical. So definitely check into those books, and also what we're heading into, the beautiful golden age. It's going to be absolutely amazing. I want you guys to see this. Okay, get ready. This is so wonderful that we finally have gotten to this point. This is what Mario Knoffel, I don't know if you guys know, I don't know if I'm saying that name right, but he posted this, I think yesterday. He says, wild to think QAnon was dismissed. Of course, he's calling it QAnon. We know it's not. It's Q, and you know we are the Anons. But he's saying, wild to think QAnon was dismissed as a completely insane conspiracy theory, even by me. He has 3 million followers. 3 million followers. Let me see if I can take you to that page right there. You can see who this is. Nope, that's not the one. Anyway, maybe it's right here. Is it right here? Nope, that's not the one either. Anyway, I was just looking at it before I came on. He's got 3 million followers. And so he's the largest show on X. And so he's, you know, realizing that he was wrong, that we caught a lot of flack. And you guys, it's like almost 10 years that we've been being ridiculed, but we were doing anything and everything we could to expose the truth and to save the children, and, you know, being banned and, you know, whatever. It's okay. We don't care. We just wanted the truth out, right? And so it says, and it took us all these years and citizens replacing journalists and the FBI to finally find out there actually was an elite sex trafficking ring protected by the powerful. The system failed so badly. We all owe them an apology. Thank you so much. Okay, he posted yesterday, February 14th. That was a lot of love. We appreciate the love. We do appreciate the love, and we appreciate that everybody's awake now. You know, the house of cards is falling. It's very, very exciting for this day to finally get here. So I appreciate that. And then, yeah, and so this was MJ Truth responded. Says, feels good, man. Feels good. You know, he was saying on here, you know, he's been in the fight almost 10 years. We have. Q started posting October 2017. And many of us had awakened before that to some of the things. You know, I woke up a year before that and started, you know, jumping in the fight. But now, you know, with Q coming on board, that brought in a lot more people. And so then I want you to see what okay, there it is. I knew it was there somewhere. Okay, there is Mario's site right there that has 3 million followers. So this is really going to help to push out that, hey, everyone look into QAnon.pub, QAnon.pub. There are several different sites, and you can review, you know, what Q told us all these years ago that, you know, got us to have hair on fire. So, yes, and then, you know, this is the day when the children will be, you know, President Trump has been rescuing them for years, but it's the day when it will end forever. Never, ever to happen again. Okay, so I want you to see the other post. Okay, this is Kirill Dmitriev. This is President Putin's special envoy. He said Q and Anons enabled the awakening. And this was our job. This was the job that the Lord gave us. And it's also in Revelation chapter 14, talking about the ones who are on the mountaintop along with the Lord Jesus, really himself. And that we were, you know, going charge into the battle to expose this. We were the first fruits, the first to wake up and to awaken to this horrifying truth that demons have been running the world. As many now understand and apologize. Thank you, Kirill Dmitriev. And I feel like Kirill Dmitriev, you know, I don't think that he's really offering the apology, because I think he's been in the fight along with President Putin all this time, along with the Anons. But he's saying that, you know, we took it on the chin because we were exposing all of this evil, and we enabled the awakening. We enabled all of this to happen. It couldn't have happened just with President Trump, or this couldn't come from the government. This had to come from a grassroots that we've been sharing literally every day since we found out. Every day. Every day. You can look back on our social media posts, at least the ones that weren't banned, and see that we've been fighting in this good fight for so long. And so, yeah, that's what Kirill Dmitriev said. There's his post right there. And he did it on the Spiritual Street Fighter post. I really appreciate that, using that image. Of course, Q, with a giant Q. You see the Q right there in the middle of the word, The Great Awakening. The song that I played at the beginning, kudos to the Spiritual Street Fighter. She posted that video, and I just wanted you guys to hear that song, because this is, you know, President Trump obviously saying go time. It's go time to end this evil in the world. It's, you know, and so all these great patriots going to save the children. And so it's just, yeah, yeah, what does it say here? It's, you know, mission accomplished. So very, very exciting. All right, so I want you to see that to, first of all, and I did have this picture to show that what I do is I look at the current events in the light of God's Word, and we have discovered that there's a blood moon right here on March 3rd, which is Purim. And Purim is the festival to celebrate the destruction of our enemies. And it's also under the foot of Leo, the lion of the tribe of Judah, which is and is crushing the enemies underfoot. So that's very exciting, and I think it also could be the 1335th day of the Daniel prophecy. If you haven't seen that, go to my pinned post over on my ex, Melissa Redpill, and you can see more about that. So we'll talk about that a little bit more. We've been doing a study on Purim. If you're not familiar with the biblical festival Purim, you know what that's about. We have been doing a study on Esther, and so definitely go and check that out. All right, so definitely this is where I was just saying, something's tickling my nose. I don't know why that does that when I start the video. All right. So President Trump reposted this. I want you to look at this. The title of this video, what did President Trump know in 2012? I want you to see this. Way back in 2012, you guys, it says from GMAX, whoever that is, to GMAX from Jeffrey Epstein. Turns out Lynn forgot to tell me about T-O-W Chidlerin. Okay. That's misspelled. C-H-I-D-L-R-E-N. Now, we all know that when you type something in, normally it spell checks it. So is he typing this in incorrectly in order to hide that word? I don't know. Either way, this is how it was spelled. And this was back in September of 2012, okay? And then if you look a little farther down, just in October of 2012, President Trump posted this, got to do something about these missing Chidlerin, C-H-I-D-L-R-E-N, grabbed by the perverts. Too many incidents. Fast trial, death penalty. This was in 2012. He's been following this. He was following their posts way back when. That tells you that Q is real. This is a military operation that's been going on much, much farther back than 2017, when we first got the first post, October 31st, 2017. So this is, you know, this tells you right here, President Trump has been involved in this to save the children for a long, long time. And he knew exactly what they were doing. He has seen all of their evil posts where they're talking about the pizza and the grape and all these evil things and even cannibalism. And it's still shocking to the senses, but it makes sense when you realize these people worship Baal. They're really seriously demon worshipers. They believe that's how they maintain power. They gain power and maintain power is because of demonic power. And it has worked for a very, very long time until now, finally, it is ending. So there you go. What do you think about that? I just, you know, I'm so thankful for President Trump and for those who've been working in this military operation for such a long time. You know, even, you know, at least 10 years before we woke up. This was 5 years right here. This post was 5 years before. And this, you know, he's been working in it at least 10 years, maybe 20 years. I've heard 20 years before we got the first post in 2017. So there you go. President Trump, thank you so much for everything you have done and all these that, you know, are really anonymous who've been working in the behind the scenes to save the children. So just, you know, we've all done our part, everybody doing their part. And so finally the world is waking up. So praise the Lord. All right. So yesterday, and I say yesterday, maybe it was Friday, President Trump and Melania went to Fort Bragg, and they were going speaking at that at an event. And I noticed when they went out to shake the hands of the people there, I noticed that Melania was wearing red boots. Now she had on a beige coat and a beige pants. I don't know what type of blouse she had on, but let's just be honest that, you know, that is not really an outfit that calls for red boots. Okay, from what I could tell, it just didn't require red boots to wear for this outfit. I believe this was a message. You know, many times she has sent messages to us, to Anons, and she's sending. I believe this was a message because they are part of the Red Shoe Club, which I'm going to talk to you about. And I'm sorry, I'm just preparing you. Take the children out of the room. I don't want anyone to hear some of these things. So pause it, whatever. I don't want you to, them to hear any of these things. But this is pure evil. These people are demon worshipers. And so, of course, not Melania. She's just using this as a communication device, I believe. And so not only the red shoes, but she's got on red boots, as in the blood that they have shed is up to their knees. And as President Trump said on this post, too many incidents, fast trial, death penalty. How many times has President Trump talked about quick trial? He is ready to have a quick trial of these people and for them to be held to an account for their evil crimes. All right, so here is what the board said about it. Compare pool of V with paintings of kids in the pool and the red shoes. So that's one of the posts where it's talking about red shoes. They're in this red shoe club, and it's, you know, well, I'll tell you what the red shoes are made of in just a second. But this is the blood of the children is what they are, and they are bragging about it. And when they go on the red carpet, that's like that, and they're also saying, "Who are you wearing?" And I'll get to that in just a second. It's just straight from the pits of hell. It really is. It takes a lot of fortitude to be able to face it. So just continue to pray for people that they will be able to face this. But I think that with so many people coming on board saying this is true, it's not just some small group over on the side that they can blow off. I think that everyone will have to face it. Symbolism will be their downfall. Focus on her necklace. Bottom charm has significant meaning. Find the match. Red shoes. And if you remember not Alice in Wonderland, the Fall of the Yellow Brick Road, you know, had on the red shoes. So they've been using that for a long, long time. This is the symbol that Gloria Vanderbilt was wearing, and she's the one who had that pool. I think it's in the Biltmore Estate, this gigantic pool, and they've got pictures of the children being harmed in there. It's just awful. It's just awful. Anyway, so that's the significant meaning, which is the Baal worship. They worship literal demons. So demons dwell within them, and demons require the blood, and especially the blood of children. The demons require them to kill off humanity, hence COVID and all of these different things that they've done to the food and all these things. All right, so that day is over. It's over. The picture of her is evil and red shoes. Okay, so this little video right here, this is not the video. This is where it's, let me go ahead and show you the video first, and then I'll show you those shoes. Okay, check this out.
The most powerful people in the world wear red shoes for a reason, and it has nothing to do with style. Leather shoes are made from skin. We all know this, but red shoes, these aren't just any leather. No, they're crafted from something far more exclusive. They say it makes the softest leather in the world. The price for these shoes, let's just say, it's not just measured in dollars. You've seen them, bright, bold, almost out of place. Red shoes on billionaires, politicians, Hollywood elites. You think it's just fashion? No, it's a symbol, a mark, something only the initiated understand. Same with the red carpet they walk on. And if you think that sounds insane, remember, Nike already introduced this idea to the mainstream. Yeah, they literally made sneakers infused with real inner liquids, a major company, mass marketing, the concept. And who do you think wore these shoes the most? Who was the target demographic? But this goes deeper. There's actual artwork, paintings, tapestries, showing people wearing red shoes against their will. Ever wondered why? Because red shoes don't just symbolize status. They tell a story, but only to those who can read the symbolism. And the red carpet, think about it. The biggest celebrities, the most powerful figures in entertainment, all walking down a red carpet. And what do they always ask each other? Who are you wearing? That's not an accident. It's ritualistic, a knowing nod to something deeper. Because certain ultra-luxury brands tailor-make clothing infused with real organic materials, if you know what I mean, and they flaunt it in your face. Ever see that movie, random scene, guy strutting down the street in red shoes, eating pizza, no context, just thrown in there? Why? Because once you start recognizing the pattern, you realize it's everywhere. And here's the kicker. It's not just shoes. certain ultra-luxury handbags, the kind with years-long waiting lists, the kind only they can get, are rumored to be made from the exact same material, same source, same meaning, different product. They've been hiding it in plain sight. That's what they do. They don't keep secrets. They tell you exactly what they're doing. And if you don't see it, that's on you. So next time you see a billionaire rocking a pair of red leather loafers, ask yourself, is it just a style choice, or are they telling you exactly who they are? I'm going to go ahead and say this is just a joke for entertainment purposes.
There you go. There you go. It is pure evil.
Showing people wearing.
So this is the Red Shoe Club. And so they all have on these bright red shoes. And so they only get those shoes. I mean, to imagine putting those shoes on, knowing that they what they're made of. It's pure, pure evil. Pure evil. So it's important that we understand this information so that when people come to ask us, we can, you know, show them this video or this clip or whatever, you know, so that people understand these people are evil. Okay. And so when President Trump went to see the Pope, he supposedly told him to wear the red shoes. President Trump is in control. The Illuminati make shoes out of human skin and wear them proudly in representation of the children they torture, eat and drink their blood. I can't even say it. And to think that they do it because, again, we're indwelt by the Holy Spirit. They're indwelt by the demonic spirits. And this is what the demons not only require them, they're not doing it unwillingly. That's become part and parcel of who they are. They enjoy killing humanity and doing these things. It's beyond the pale. Even the Pope had a pair when Trump visited the Vatican in 2017 to tell the Pope he is busted and exposed. Trump told him before he arrived to be wearing those red shoes. This is the end of it. It's all exposed. The exposure brings down the House of Cards. That's the end of it. All right, let's move on. That's just, yeah, there's the red carpet. So, and who are you wearing? Did you catch that? All right. So now let's move on to what President Trump has been doing as far as exposing this. Now, so many people, President Trump did not want this. Why is he saying, there's nothing to it, blah, blah, blah. President Trump could have easily vetoed this bill. If he did not want this exposed, he could have vetoed it. And I don't know if you knew this. I don't know if it's on this document or not. Here we go. Let me just read part a portion of this to you. Hoping to find evidence on President Trump, Congress forced the release of the Jeffrey Epstein files through legislation that compelled the Department of Justice to publicly disclose its records related to Epstein's investigations and prosecutions. Did you know this? This was forced by Congress, both Democrats and Republicans. President Trump is a genius. He used their hatred of him to destroy them. They were chomping at the bit to get evidence against President Trump. And with every time he would say, there's nothing to see, that made them want to vote for it more. It's like child psychology. Oh, you're not going to want to eat that broccoli. That's good stuff. That's good. That's just for me. You can't have any of that. Because like, I want it. I want that broccoli. This occurred via the Epstein Files Transparency Act, H.R. 4405, introduced in July 2025 during the 119th Congress. After initial resistance, particularly from some Republican leadership and initially from President Trump, right? He did. He's a genius. A bipartisan discharge petition forced the bill to the House floor. Trump later reversed his position and supported it. Key votes all in November 2025. The House of Representatives in November 18th, 2025, just before Thanksgiving, passed by a vote of 427-1. Clay Higgins was the only one who did not vote for it. This was a near unanimous, overwhelming bipartisan approval. Of course, everybody. Bipartisan. You never have such a thing. Democrats and Republicans saying, release those files. Senate in November 19th of 2025, just one day later, passed by unanimous consent, no objections, no recorded roll call vote with yeas and nays. This means it passed without opposition or formal counted vote. They didn't even have to do a counted vote. It was all like everybody said, yes, we want this released. When you have the nays where it's nobody's saying nay, you know you don't even have to go to count the vote, right? That's how they did it on the 19th. So again, just before Thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The bill was sent to President Trump, who signed it into law on November 19th, making it public law number 119-38. The law required the DOJ to release all unclassified records, including those related to Ghislaine Maxwell, flight logs, and named individuals, in a searchable, downloadable format within 30 days, with reporting to Congress on any redactions or withholdings. Okay. So before I go on, I want you to know that just yesterday they went ahead and released the rest of it, the entire tranche, all of it. It's all out now. Initially they only had a portion. Now it's all released. It's all released. By law, this was required. All right. So it says, at that time, there were some redactions and ongoing debates about specifics, certain names, etc. This was a direct congressional action to compel executive branch disclosure, driven by public pressure, bipartisan efforts, including key roles from Representative Thomas Massey and Ro Khanna of California, and Epstein-related transparency demands. No prior Congress had successfully forced a similar full DOJ release on this scale. Praise the Lord. This is what brings down the House of Cards. This is what brings down their evil regime. So exciting. Yeah. So this guy, he's talking about, I'm trying to remember what he was talking about. Sorry. Okay, check it out.
Why this name from the Epstein files is redacted. This person sent Jeffrey Epstein an email saying, I give you permission to kill him. Luckily, the DOJ is so bad at their job that they released a separate file with the same email, but the name was not redacted correctly. So if you look closely at the bottom, it reads out Susan Hamblin. Here's what it looks like deciphered. Susan Hamblin. Susan is like a ghost on the internet, but I found some information. She's a financial advisor, and she also founded an adoption agency called Kids to Family. Here's a picture of Susan Hamblin leaving Epstein's apartment. Here's a picture of Susie with Epstein where it says she's his assistant. Her adoption agency, Kids to Families, no longer exists, but I was able to find their old webpage on the Internet Archives. The only other thing I could find on Susan Hamblin is that she sued News Group Limited, the parent company of The Sun, after they printed an article saying that Susan Hamblin had groomed and procured a 16-year-old woman to be sexually abused by Epstein and had told her that Epstein would kill her and her family if she told anyone what Epstein had done. Other than that, Susan Hamblin is a complete ghost. Nobody can find any information on her. We were never supposed to see any of this. But thanks to the internet and the incompetence of the DOJ, we now know who was behind this email and who the government wanted to keep hidden.
I would say that this was not incompetence. I would say that this was done intentionally so that this would be released. This would be revealed. Okay, that's what I would say. And so this young person is an assistant to Epstein. And did you notice? This is outrageous. I give you my permission to kill him. This is outrageous.
Give you permission to kill him. Luckily.
All right. So she, though, is one of the handlers, the child handlers. When you see the word Chandler, it means it's short for child handler. And so a lot of the names of these and pictures. Well, actually, it was actually the picture that you could easily reverse search and figure out who these people are who have been child handlers. So maybe they grew up and they were in this system, and then they became part of the system, part of it, so that they could make money off of procuring children for this purpose. Okay, so when you're I understand the brainwashing that took place, but to be a part of it, then they're going to have to be held to an account for that. So that's why I wanted to show you that. Very important that, this is the typical thing that's coming out in these documents. And I really appreciate all the Anons who are working hard to dig through and to expose all this. I mean, it's just unending. And they weren't even shy, clearly, about posting these things on emails, even though they knew that people would be able to access them, because they never thought they would lose. They never thought they would be out of power. They never thought there would be someone like President Trump who would know how to untangle this Gordian knot. We're so thankful. This is the Great Awakening. This is as Q has told us, this is biblical. And this is why I began to look into, what do you mean by this is biblical? And that's when I started to realize this is the end times for them. That's why I decoded, thank you, Lord. I was able to decode Revelation, and this is the decode of it right here, end times and 1,000 years of peace. I began to realize that we were literally fighting the Antichrist of Revelation. All right, so I want you to see that. Also, this one is, they're saying this is the worst post that they have seen. This guy said it is, and he says he's asking if you can FedEx the painting he made of the Massacre of the Innocents to the ranch. It's a large 9x9 canvas that we had rolled out for him to see in the entryway where they are killing babies. He wants to use it on the ranch. He's hoping you could FedEx to her up by Friday. It's like demons, what demons would say to each other. Without even batting an eye, without even being concerned about it, it's just that this is the post right here from Sarah to Rich Barnett. Could you ship that canvas? It's awful. We want to use that. We want to use that for artwork, which we have seen this on the board. We've seen the Podesta data on the board and the artwork that he has, which it looks like something for. And I said this in the book, The Golden Age, like. You know, we're going to have beautiful artwork in the Golden Age, not like what we've had before, which is the art like, you know, what you'd have in a prison cell in hell. Just so evil. All right. So, that's so evil. I just wanted to make sure you've seen this, what is being exposed. Now, this man right here is the butler of Jeffrey Epstein. He was caught in an FBI sting in 2009 trying to sell the client and victim list. He detailed the entire operation 17 years ago. So he didn't realize that he was actually talking to an FBI agent, and they said nothing. They did nothing. They knew all about all this information because they are, you know, they're part of the control construct, right? Just like the CIA. So I want you to see what this guy did. He was trying to get $50,000 for it. He didn't end up getting any, you know, money for it. They didn't want it. They didn't want any evidence, but they wanted evidence of who was trying to tell this information. Okay. So yeah. This guy, to be honest, I haven't looked up to see exactly what happened to him, but yeah, I want you to hear what he has to say because he's trying to expose it to it and what he didn't realize, you know, to this FBI agent.
Good. Yeah, the documents. Who created this book?
I have it there. And also my computer, but just gives it power failure.
He was very organized. So I was supposed to have made this book, every plane and every.
Yes, there's. Red hero with water. First time in my life I saw that to keep it cool because they used to download pictures like this, just like that.
What kind of pictures?
Naked girls from Sweden, from Romania, from Czechoslovakia, from Brazil, from
all Myers, all young girls?
Very young. Very young.
Like when you say very young, how young are you?
16, 17. The teenagers, they have braces, most of them.
Younger than that though?
Yeah. And they used to go out to comedy shops or ice cream parlors or movies, a lot of movies, because it was for everything, ice cream and concrete and movies. Record that they would stay, even if you erase them. I know I will erase them, say there's a...
Ghislaine Maxwell was his former companion, a very powerful lady from England. She would go to the former Eastern countries in Europe and find girls for Epstein. And I knew that because I went with my wife. They used to have a computer so powerful, they used to have a water radiator to cool the computer because they used to download pictures like that so fast. Girls, she has nice breasts, she has this and that.
You saw that stuff?
Yeah.
On the computer?
Yeah.
Pictures of the girls?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Were they naked and stuff like that?
Yeah, I testify that.
So I want you to see that they posted FBI. If you noticed, they posted this video without covering up his face. You know, so and this video has been out there, and so it's putting him in danger. But he was trying so hard to expose this, and yes, maybe for money, but he's also, you know, put himself at dangerous risk, and they didn't even care. And of course, they're all in on it. The ones at the top were trying to prevent this truth from coming out. It's as Mario Knoffel said, the system broke down badly. What was the words? Let me see the words exactly he said. He said, the system failed so badly, we all owe them an apology, because we were trying to expose this all these years ago. And so we knew at some point it would finally come out, and finally it has. All right, so I want you to see that. It's awful. All right, so now I think that's it for the Epstein stuff for today. That's enough. I know it's dark and it's awful, but I want to focus on that. I'm so thankful, and I know you are too, that this is the end of it. When it's exposed, when it comes to the light of day, as the Bible says, that nothing will be hidden that will not be revealed. And, this is the end for their rule, because everybody realizes who they are. And the world this unites humanity. Humanity is united around the harming of children. We're like, no, we're not going to put up with that, right? So this is I want to be thankful for this day instead of upset, because we've known about this for a long time. All right. Now, this is our wonderful RFK. And so I love what he's talking about here. He is on the front lines of trying to reverse all the evil things that they have done to harm our health. And I just love it. He says how much he loves President Trump, and because he lets him do what no one else would let him do, which is go against Big Pharma, go against all of the corruption that's happening in Minnesota and California and all over, that are just, go against the SNAP, which is just a poison machine. Go against all the things that they've done to our food, and go against even not only the pharmaceutical industry, but also against the even the supplements. We have to be very, very careful about everything that we're using to make sure that it's actually valid. Okay, check this out.
Oh, that is a joy to work for him, because he lets me do stuff that I don't think anybody else would ever let me do.
That's right. Yes, I'm just so thankful for RFK. He had, as you know, he has prayed for years that he would be able to do this, and here he is. It's just very, very exciting to see. So this is his new push. He's having this famous boxer, his name escapes me, but he has a big push right now about eat real food. Go to realfood.gov, and he's trying to retrain everyone on the food pyramid of the foods that you're supposed to eat and what not to eat. And so look, he's going to smack the donut right out of this guy's hand. Check it out.
What do you think he's doing? Processed food kills. Remember that.
There you go. Thank you. Thank you, RFK. Thank you all for working so hard. So yeah, what we do on our channel is, I've been finding out about this for years. I'm so thankful that we have so many patriots who've been just fighting in the shadows for so long and have been pushed down. And so we have found so many wonderful patriots. And if you aren't familiar with it, go to Melissa Red Pill, my website, and go to the health page. Actually, you can type in easily freedomforce.live/health. And it talks about, here it is. I'm going to pop it into the chat. So you can find out about how important it is to detox. I got to tell you something that happened the other day. I take niacin, which is so great to take because it helps, it helps your blood to flow very, very well. And so I take it, but it can cause you to flush. It can literally make your face like red, like a beet. And so, and itchy. Oh my goodness. It can make you just like feel like you're going to have to come out of your skin. It's so itchy. Anyway, so I took this, and I have a time release one, and I think I have it on the health page. Anyway, when I was taking it, so good for you, enduroniacin, something like that. Anyway, so when I was taking it, I just started to feel this little tingle on my arms. I'm like, uh-oh. And normally if it starts, then it just takes over your whole body, and you're like, look like, just your face is red like Santa's suit. Anyway, so I took the Pure Body Extra that I use, that I spritz every day, and I literally just sprayed it on my arm, and it stopped immediately. So this is really, I don't know, this detox is really amazing. It goes into the cellular level, and it calms down, and it removes any of these toxins at the cellular level. So I love it. I've never used it topically, but I'm like, wow, that was pretty cool. Anyway, so yeah, and the micronutrients, because in my smoothie, if you haven't gone to my smoothie page, definitely go and check that out. It's over, let's see, right here, Health Plus. I've got tips for improving your health. This is my smoothie that I do every day. And so one of the things I put in it is this green powder. And it's so, so good for you. Let me see. Okay, that's not what I wanted to do. Anyway, the green powder is has all these micronutrients in it because our food is just so lacking in nutrients. They did this to us on purpose. And that's another thing that RFK is working on, is trying to get our food where it actually has benefits. That's why we have to right now take these nutrients, these supplements, do detoxing, because the food is such poor quality. And the processing has stripped it of any of the good qualities that it should have. So many of us are malnutritioned. We might be overweight. We might be, you know, eating a lot of food, but it doesn't have the nutrients that it needs. So anyway, you can learn more about this over on my health page, freedomforce.live/health. And so anyway, there's a special offer there. I think that right now it's on for $13. But the silver solution, I do that every day. This is antibacteria, anti-mold, anti-fungus. If you have any problems with fungus or mold or bacteria, definitely check into that. I love the silver. Our forefathers knew about this, and they have hidden this from us, but now all this truth is coming out. I love my probiotics. Oh my goodness, I just love those. If you haven't seen the videos on that, definitely go and check this page, freedomforce.live/P2, because this is about just how you can love your guts and to make sure that your guts are able to absorb the nutrients that you are putting in. Because if your body won't receive, you can eat the best food in the whole wide world, but if it won't absorb it, then it's not going to help. And that's why it's so important to protect your microbiome. And I also talk about how I've been doing a mouthwash too, and it has taken off all every day, not just when I go to the dentist. The plaque is not on my teeth anymore, and it's wonderful. So that's amazing. It kills all. The good bacteria overwhelm the bad bacteria. That's the way to say it. The good bacteria overwhelm the bad bacteria. That's why you want to protect your microbiome at all costs, whether it's in your mouth, in your gut, in your house, you know, even for your pet. So it's really exciting. Of course, the chlorine dioxide, that we can post about that now. It's amazing. And nobody is stopping us. That's surprising. I've been talking about it, and I haven't had any of the videos banned on YouTube. Thankfully, you know, I've been able to say anything I want over on X and on Rumble and on Telegram and, you know, Truth Social, but now we can even say some things on YouTube. So I don't know how long hopefully that's going on forever. So anyway, all these natural remedies and how you can detox from all that they've done. Oh, the EDTA, all this, just research all this. This is really good information. And this is basically what RFK is working on in 1,000 different ways. He's trying to help us to get our health back, but we have to take ownership of it. And that's why I hope that you'll really enjoy and use the things on the health page. All right. They shut down the DHS this week. That, of course, that's really is not so much going to affect ICE, because ICE has, they have all this money already set aside from the big, beautiful bill, billions of dollars. So shutting down the world is not going to stop what is happening, which is to remove these illegal aliens from our country, especially the ones who are terrible criminals. All right, the MS-13 types and the gangs and the cartels. Those of friends of mine who are from Mexico who fled the cartels know good and well that they do not want to have these people in America, because that's exactly why they came here, and they do not want these people to take over America. All right, so this is a post that you might have seen. And I wonder if, because the DHS is shut down, if that gives the reason for President Trump to federalize the National Guard. Look at this post right here. Who controls the National Guard? NG is National Guard. Who and why was the National Guard recently activated in select cities within the U.S.? Can the National Guard work in coordination with the Marines? As in federalized. As in being used not by the states, but by the national government. Do conditions need to be satisfied to authorize? Well, it has to be a state of emergency. What former president used the military to save the Republic, and what occurred exactly? Well, this is when Lincoln, after the Civil War, brought out the military to quell all of the violence. And so he to save the Republic. And so I think it was afterward. Anyway, but bottom line, this has been done multiple times by different presidents. Biggest drop to ever be provided on poll on this board. Study and prepare. The masses tend to panic in such situations. No war, no civil unrest, clean and swift. So there you go. it would not surprise me if before Purim, as I was just showing you on the March 3rd, if the National Guard is federalized and works in coordination with the Marines to be able to round up these criminals. It would not surprise me at all if that were to happen. And so just he told us this is the biggest drop of all the 4,000 something drops that are on the QAnon board. This is for us to understand and prepare for and to not worry and not to think that this is a bad thing, but this is a good thing to arrest the real criminals. And I think it's not just the cartel members, but mostly the ones who are the real bad guys at the top. Okay. And that's yes, they're trying to stop President Trump from arresting the illegals who are in our country, you know, for the election. I understand that. That's part of the reason. But the bigger part is because they are out here to protect them and also to keep them, the ones at the top, from being arrested. And if the lower level ones are gone, then it's easy to get to the top level ones. All right. So, and also with this Epstein information finally coming out, it's important for us to help people connect the dots that this is how they have run this evil game on our country. This is how they were taking over our country. And these people have to be arrested and removed. They're guilty of treason. And yes, they're guilty of crimes against children, crimes against humanity, but they also were using this to control the high-level politicians, the high-level judges, all the people in these top positions, the CEOs, et cetera. And you know, this, when I talk about CEOs, it's those who would do things to our cars, like President Trump just removed this week, the ability to have the stop-start. You know, this was done, I believe, intentionally so that at any moment they could just stop your car. You could be going on the road 70 miles an hour, and then they just stop your car, and you don't have any control over it. I mean, this is the kind of thing that they were doing. You know, people think, oh, this is a great feature. No, President Trump says this is not a good feature. This is a harmful, dangerous feature for someone to take control of your vehicle, or take the ones who are controlling the food stuff that they would put, Lord only knows what. We've talked about a lot of times all these processed foods and all the dyes, et cetera, into the food because they are controlled by the ones at the top. And if they aren't controlled, then they're removed and they put into that position someone who is controlled. That's how it works. All right. So we'll see if this happens before Purim on March 3rd. Now, Anne Vandersteel said this, and I really appreciate her calling this out about this Nancy Guthrie. Did you guys see this post? She was talking about how, I'm just going to read it. I think this is great. Good job, Anne Vandersteel. She says, okay, I'll be the one to say it. No one is holding Nancy Guthrie for ransom. If they were, her daughter's $40 million net worth would have produced a seven-figure demand by now, and the woman would be home safe, case closed. Instead, we're fed a slow drip of non-facts, non-evidence, and carefully curated ambiguity designed to keep the spotlight locked in place. Isn't that the truth? They don't want, you know, I've asked people, oh, are you seeing some of this information? And if they're just watching the mainstream news, they are not. All they're hearing about, they're not hearing about Epstein. They're not hearing about what's going on in NATO and what's going on in Iran. And they're not hearing all the things that we share on our channel. If you're not familiar, go to my melissaredpill.com and you can see all of our social media and you can see what we share, because we are the news now, because the mainstream news has failed in their job. Intentionally, right? Again, they are controlled, just like I was saying, all the CEOs, they're controlled as to what they can expose. And so now everybody's focused on this Guthrie case, you know, and everything stops. Just non-facts, non-evidence, and just to keep the spotlight locked in place. Oh, look at this shiny object. I was born at night, but it wasn't last night. We're all hip to the game. We know all about it. The sad, infuriating truth is that what we call the news has become a reality control device. Great way to say it, Anne. Very good. Nancy Guthrie vanishes and suddenly, poof, no more ICE protests clogging the airwaves, no more discussion about the Save America Act, no scrutiny of border numbers or cartel pipelines, no follow-up on the thousands of unaccompanied minors still missing from HHS custody, one carefully amplified disappearance, and the entire national conversation pivots on command. We have to be the news now, because they are not. They are clearly not. The media machine, if people didn't see it before, they have to see it now. This is just so obvious. And they've done it to us for years. They'll have some kind of a tragedy, and it's a justifiable tragedy, a flood, a fire, something like that. And everybody will focus on that, and no other news will come out. It's just squashed. The media machine selects with which crisis gets oxygen and which ones suffocate in silence. And we're left watching the approved story while the real ones bleed out off screen. Just thought you should know. Thank you. And it had yesterday 2.6 million views. Let's see how many it has now. Because, 2.6 million. This is exactly the truth. And the media is the enemy of the people. And that's why we have to be the news now. So I'm so very, very thankful for that. All right. So this is our wonderful Marco Rubio. Oh, my goodness. You've got to hear this. This is so good. He was at speaking to them in Europe and so encouraging. He was not berating. He was encouraging. He was just so great. You've got to hear the whole thing. I'm not going to read all this. I'm just going to let him say it. It was awesome. Check it out.
End of the Second World War, the West had been expanding. Its missionaries, its pilgrims, its soldiers, its explorers pouring out from its shores to cross oceans, settle new continents, build vast empires extending out across the globe. But in 1945, for the first time since the age of Columbus, it was contracting. Europe was in ruins. Half of it lived behind an iron curtain, and the rest looked like it would soon follow. The great Western empires had entered into terminal decline, accelerated by godless communist revolutions and by anti-colonial uprisings that would transform the world and drape the red hammer and sickle across vast swaths of the map in the years to come. Against that backdrop, then, as now, many came to believe that the West's age of dominance had come to an end and that our future was destined to be a faint and feeble echo of our past. But together, our predecessors recognized that decline was a choice, and it was a choice they refused to make. This is what we did together once before, and this is what President Trump and the United States want to do again now, together with you. And this is why we do not want our allies to be weak, because that makes us weaker. We want allies who can defend themselves so that no adversary will ever be tempted to test our collective strength. This is why we do not want our allies to be shackled by guilt and shame. We want allies who are proud of their culture and of their heritage, who understand that we are heirs to the same great and noble civilization, and who together with us are willing and able to defend it. And this is why we do not want allies to rationalize the broken status quo rather than reckon with what is necessary to fix it. For we in America have no interest in being polite and orderly caretakers of the West's managed decline. We do not seek to separate, but to revitalize an old friendship and renew the greatest civilization in human history. What we want is a reinvigorated alliance that recognizes that what has ailed our societies is not just a set of bad policies, but a malaise of hopelessness and complacency. The alliance that we want is one that is not paralyzed into inaction by fear, fear of climate change, fear of war, fear of technology. Instead, we want an alliance that boldly races into the future. And the only fear we have is the fear of the shame of not leaving our nations prouder, stronger, and wealthier for our children. An alliance ready to defend our people, to safeguard our interests, and to preserve the freedom of action that allows us to shape our own destiny. Not one that exists to operate a global welfare state and atone for the purported sins of past generations. An alliance that does not allow its power to be outsourced, constrained, or subordinated to systems beyond its control. One that does not depend on others for the critical necessities of its national life, and one that does not maintain the polite pretense that our way of life is just one among many and that asks for permission before it acts. And above all, an alliance based on the recognition that we, the West, have inherited together, what we have inherited together is something that is unique and distinctive and irreplaceable. Because this, after all, is the very foundation of the transatlantic bond.
I'm so thankful for him. What a great job. What a great job. I think that there was a standing ovation at the end of his speech, and it was just beautifully said. You know, this is the transatlantic partnership that we are working for the good of humanity. This is our destiny. We're part and parcel. That's what we're supposed to have been, but they were hijacked. And so go back to your roots, go back to who you are, that we're really the tribes of Manasseh and Ephraim, Joseph's two sons, Europe being Ephraim, and we are Manasseh, that we are supposed to work together to bring freedom into the world. This is not just another kind of political construct. This is for the freedom of humanity. I was actually doing my book, working on the audiobook. I've done 4 chapters. If you're not familiar with my book, The Golden Age, I've done all my audiobooks are over on melissaredpill.com, so you can listen to the books as well. And you can also get them on Kindle. But anyway, so this is the Golden Age. I was doing the chapter last night on freedom and how this is our destiny to bring freedom into the world. And I'm going to read a passage to you from God's Word before we finish today about how this is what the Lord wants, is for the liberty to be proclaimed for all of humanity. And this is our role. And so we're not ashamed of it. We're not, this is our role. This is our God-given destiny to free all of humanity from the tyrant's boot. And so really wonderful. I appreciate everything that he is doing. Marco Rubio is doing a fantastic job, in my opinion. Everything I've seen is just really great. All right, so a couple of other things before we go. President Trump, I want to make sure I was very clear. You know, with the Epstein files, he could have easily vetoed that. I said that, right? I want to make sure that I did say that very clearly. You know, if anyone still is saying that, oh, President Trump didn't want it, he could have vetoed it. All right, so as far as this goes, look at what President Trump said. He posted this just a couple of days ago. He says, the Democrats refuse to vote for voter ID or citizenship. The reason is very simple. They want to continue to cheat in elections. This is not what our forefathers desired. Have researched the depths of legal arguments not yet articulated or vetted on this subject, and will be presenting an irrefutable one in the very near future. There will be voter ID for the midterms, whether approved by Congress or not. In other words, he has found some type of way legally that he can force this to happen. If it's a federal election, he is in control of it, and it must have voter ID, at least for the federal elections. Okay, so not to worry about that. There will be voter ID for the midterm elections, whether approved by Congress or not. There you go. End of story. Also, the people of our country are insisting on citizenship and no mail-in ballots, with exceptions for military, disability, illness, or travel. Thank you for your attention to this matter, President Donald J. Trump. There you go. It's going to happen. So not to worry, our wonderful president. There's no reason to worry. With President Trump at the helm, we know that everything is going to be A-okay, right? All right, so next, I've got two other quick things, and I've got, this is so great. Look at this, $1.3 trillion, you guys, $1.3 trillion trillion in savings for the American people. President Trump and Lee Zeldin are abolishing Hussein Obama's climate regulations in a historic move. No more green new scam. The whole thing was a money grab. The whole thing was a control thing to harm humanity, to make us sick. All this climate agenda. I'm hoping that this takes away the money for the spraying. Please be still my heart. I'm so sick of spraying I could scream. But everything that they've done to cost us more money, more aggravation, controlling us and also harming us and making them $1.3 trillion. It's over. It's over. They fought for it. They couldn't do it. And I love that President Trump is wearing that big purple tie. He's like, okay. And even if you notice here in the video, he actually opens his jacket and he's like flashing his purple tie. I know he's not flashing his purple tie, but he looks like he's just fixing his coat. He's not. He's saying, "Okay, I'm wearing the purple tie now. We're running things now, not you." I think that's
literally
what he's doing.
No other president would have done this to get at the foundations of the Green New Deal. So tremendously excited that we are where we are today. Great work by Lee. I'm a little worried that this next year will be EPA alone will be dereg east by the number of things that are going to come out of EPA. So great work to the team. $1.3 trillion in savings. Massive historical opportunity. Thank you. Literally.
Yes.
No-
okay. Y'all see him flashing his purple tie. Okay. Yeah. Just wanted you to see. We're running things now. You see this prompt tie? I'm just thinking that's what he's doing. I love my president. I love him to me to pieces. All right, so this is so great. $1.2 trillion. Okay, this made me so mad. I don't know if you guys saw this. There is a religious liberty commission that President Trump set up for different for people of different religions to come up and to talk things out on this commission. And the whole point is they have different viewpoints. They have different experiences and different belief systems, and that they were able to talk these things out. Well, this one woman actually told her opinion and the stance of the Catholic Church, and she was removed by Dan Patrick. Now, Dan Patrick's name is actually, that's just his stage name. He's been in Houston for many years doing a radio show and then rose to a position of authority in the state government in Texas, and now as the deputy assistant governor, I guess it was, what do you call it? Deputy governor, what do you call it? Whatever, number two in command. And the bloom was off the rose a few years ago when I saw what happened, which was a false flag, and he was trying to take away our right to defend ourselves. And it was, I think it was a shooting in a church, and he started to blame Q and all these things. And I'm like, okay, that is... You can't make that giant leap and blame people who had nothing to do with any of this. The whole thing was, I believe, orchestrated. But either way, he took it way too far. And I did not appreciate him doing that then. And it began to make me realize that he pitches for the other team. All right. So his name by birth was Danny Goeb, G-O-E-B. So he is a Zionist for sure. He's controlled by the Zionists, and I think he's Jewish. So she was removed. Carrie Prejean Bowler was removed. A former California Miss USA California was removed from this religious liberty commission that President Trump set up. No member of the commission has the right to hijack a hearing for their own personal and political agenda on any issue. So she's pushing back, saying that Catholics are not proponents of the Zionist position, and he removed her for that. And so, you know, supposedly she's out, but President Trump could say, "No, Dan Patrick, you've overstepped your bounds." And the whole point that he set this religious commission up is to find common ground and to meet, have this discussion. And the whole point of having a discussion is that you might hear an opinion that you don't like, but you have to be able to work around people who have differences of opinion. That's the whole point of the commission, not to just shut people down. And so that's the whole point, Dan Patrick, and I hope that he is shut down. But it's in my opinion, it's exposing him for being what he is, which is just a Zionist mouthpiece and controlled by them. This is clearly without question what happened Monday in our hearing on anti-Semitism in America. This was my decision. He's full of himself, isn't he? He can just cancel people at any moment. That's happened to each one of us. Each one of us has been canceled off of social media in a thousand different ways. And so he's one of the cancelers. And so I just pray that he'll be canceled, because he's the one, he does not need to be in a position of authority, being able to cancel people. The commission has done outstanding work, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so yeah, and then Candace Owens didn't mince words. She doesn't normally mince words. She said, "Carrie didn't hijack anything. You hosted a performative Zionist hearing meant to neuter the Christian faith. Carrie spoke truth as a Catholic, and Christians, the truth cannot be defeated. Zionists are naturally hostile to Catholics because we refuse to bend the knee to revisionist history and support the mass slaughter and rape of innocent children for occult Baal worshipers." How about that? Putting it right on out there. "Your decision will only further the Christian enlightenment which is taking place in our country. For that, we thank you." Yes, this was an eye-opening experience. And so, yeah, you can't say anything about Zionists, or you're called an anti-Semite and you're banned and you're removed. And this is why these people like Dan Patrick, Danny Goeb, must be removed. There you go. So I want to make sure that you guys saw that. You can look on my channel and just search Carrie Bowler, and you can find the B-O-L-L-E-R, and you can find the video where she's talking about and pushing back on the Zionist viewpoint. I really appreciate that. So here's the passage I was going to read to you about the freedom that the Lord wants us to have. Look at this. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me, for the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor, to the humble, to the ones who have been pushed down for so long. Not just about your financial status. He has sent me to comfort the brokenhearted, to proclaim the captive, that captives will be released and prisoners will be freed. How about that? Golden age, jubilee, right? He has sent me to tell those who mourn that the time of the Lord's favor has come, that the time, and with it, the day of God's anger against their enemies. This is the moment. This is the day. On my thumbnail for this video, I've got President Trump is like, I've got laser beam eyes because he's going to destroy our enemies, and he's destroying them with the Epstein files being released. Everybody is seeing who they are and what they have done, and we're not putting up with it. And they will be held to an account. The judgment will fall. This is what it's talking about in verse 2. The time has come. The time of the Lord's favor has come, and with it the day of God's anger against their enemies, our enemies who have been harming us and harming children all over the world. To all who mourn in Israel, he'll give a crown of beauty, instead of ashes. That we're switching out this ashes where we just feel like everything is crumbling and burned to the ground. And we're trading that for a crown of beauty. How about that? How about that? A joyous blessing instead of mourning. Who wants to trade out all this mourning that we've had for joyous blessing? Me. I know all of you too. Festive praise instead of despair. In their righteousness, they will be like great oaks that the Lord has planted for his own glory. You, my friends, you who have stood in the breach for all these years, you are a mighty oak. You're a great oak planted for the Lord's own glory. I'm so proud of you. He is so proud of you. They will rebuild the ancient ruins, repairing the cities destroyed long ago. Your town will be restored all over the world. Venezuela will be restored. Iran will be restored. Gaza will be restored. All these places that they have torn down will be restored, and we will rebuild them. I already feel it right now. I'm like, I feel like every day I've got to fix something, rebuild something. I've just got this. I'm like ADD about not ADD. What is it? A compulsive whatever disorder. I'm just like compelled to fix something and make it beautiful and to fix things up. It's just going to spread throughout the entire country. They will revive them, though they have been deserted for many generations. Foreigners will be your servants. They'll feed your flocks and plow your fields and tend your vineyards. You'll be called the priests of the Lord, the ministers of our gods. You will feed on the treasures of the nations. In other words, the treasures of the New World Order. All that they stole from us, we will feed on that. It'll come back to us. The wealth of the wicked is stored up for the righteous. Praise the Lord. Instead of shame and dishonor, you'll enjoy a double share of honor. You'll possess a double portion of prosperity in your land, and an everlasting joy will be yours. Everlasting joy. Who wants some everlasting joy? I'm all about it. I'm all about that. That's very, very exciting news. We have made it, you guys. We made it. We're almost to the 1335th day. So I wanted you to see that. And all this dishonor that we've had, because we were trying to save the children, you know, that's being reversed because they realized that we were right and we were trying to save the children, and they realized that, you know, that we deserve not just an apology, but also, you know, kudos. And I appreciate that. And all those who have suffered, they'll be restored. They will be restored. I'm just so thankful. This is Isaiah chapter 65. Oh, no, I'm sorry, 61. I said that wrong. I love 65 also. But anyway, definitely check into that. I have more about that, like I said, in the book, The Golden Age. And hopefully soon y'all pray that I can get this audiobook done, because I know that'll really help you guys, especially if you want to listen to me for 8 hours. Probably it'll be 8 hours long on your commute. But all the other ones are actually over here on the audiobooks right there, if you want to check those out. Audiobooks right there. Okay. Now we're going to jet out, but when we leave, I'm going to be playing this song. Another person did these great songs. We are so filled with great, amazing, talented Anons. They did the life story basically of Maxwell in a little jingle, and it's a very catchy little tune, and it really helps you to really piece together what he did, who he is, what, you know, how he was, used by the cabal and, part and parcel of the cabal to harm children and then basically the education of children. And so I would not doubt, I would not be surprised if he's alive. He could be. And as well as Epstein alive. We will all find out. Eventually, we will find out. All right, let's pray. Thank you so much, Lord. We praise you and thank you that this is the day we've been waiting for all our lives. Thank you, Lord, that you are rescuing us, that you are the truth is setting us free, that you're bringing this truth to the light of day, and that nothing that's hidden will not be revealed. It's all going to be revealed. I just thank you that you have seen us through and given us the courage to keep fighting day after day after day until we see have seen this day arrive and the destruction of our enemies. We praise you and we thank you that you are setting humanity free. And we'll exchange the ashes for a crown of beauty. And instead of mourning, we'll have festive praise. We thank you that we're getting to reverse the curse and have all the blessings, the double honor, and all these blessings pouring down on us. I pray you would strengthen our health. I pray you'd help us to eat good food and good supplements and detox, everything that we need to do to make sure our bodies are strong and able to go to finish this fight and to go into this beautiful golden age. We thank you that we're going to have beautiful days of health and wealth and peace. I thank you for everyone on the battalion. I pray you continue to help them to fight this good fight until we see our enemies under our feet on Purim. We pray all this in your wonderful name, King Jesus. Amen. We do hope it's Purim. Don't you guys? I really do. I hope 3-3 is our day of where we see our enemies under our feet. We're seeing it even now. This is just the beginning rumblings of it. And then I would love to see them arrested. I would just love it on Purim. We'll see. We will see. All right. So I'm going to play the little song and I'm going to jet. And I will talk to you on Tuesday at 6 o'clock Central Time. Okay. I love you guys. And I'll talk to you later.
About the man who figured out how to influence what scientists publish, what children learn in school, and what intelligence agencies can see. And then when he died, his youngest daughter began a sexual blackmail operation with Jeffrey Epstein. And somehow we rarely talk about him. His name was Robert Maxwell, born in Czechoslovakia. Most of his family were killed in the Holocaust. He fled to Britain, spoke 9 languages, worked in intelligence during the war. And by age 30, the FBI had opened a file on him related to foreign intelligence concerns, which is an unusual background for someone later known primarily as a publisher. But I'm learning that a lot of publishers have unusual backgrounds. He founded Pergamon Press and pioneered a system where scientists do the research for free, write it up for free, peer review it for free, and then universities pay whatever you charge to access it. He launched 700 journals with profit margins around 40% higher than Apple or Google, essentially selling researchers their own work back. To then sold the company to Elsevier for £440 million, and Elsevier is now the largest academic publisher in the world, still operating under that model. Today, 5 companies control over half of all scientific research published globally. In 1969, investigators discovered Pergamon's profits were inflated through transactions between Maxwell's own private companies. The British government declared him unfit and removed him from his board. So he borrowed money, bought Pergamon back, and continued because apparently that's an option. He tried to buy the News of the World but was refused. Rupert Murdoch acquired it instead and later built the Sun and Fox News. Apparently when you become a billionaire, the first thing you do is buy something that controls the narrative. Maxwell bought the Daily Mirror and spent years competing with Murdoch. Then in 1988, he purchased Macmillan Publishing in the United States for $2.6 billion and merged it with McGraw-Hill, creating one of the largest textbook publishers in the country. He did not write the textbooks, but he controlled the infrastructure, deciding what was published, funded, and distributed. Kindergarten or 12th grade materials and standardized tests that shape daily education. After Maxwell's death, McGraw-Hill assumed full ownership, and in 2013, it was acquired by Apollo Global Management, a private equity firm founded by Leon Black, who paid Jeffrey Epstein $170 million for tax advice. Epstein had no tax credentials, but sure, a Senate investigation found that money funded Epstein's traffic. trafficking operation. Black stepped down and paid $62 million for immunity from related claims. His son Ben was sworn in by J.D. Vance to lead the U.S. National Development Finance Corporation. And Apollo's current chief executive, Mark Rowan, now sits on Trump's Board of Peace for Gaza, meaning the firm that acquired the textbook company Maxwell built now sits at major policy tables. Maxwell was also linked to the sale of Promise surveillance software, reportedly modified with a backdoor and sold to governments worldwide. He bought a yacht from the nephew of Adnan Khashoggi, the Saudi arms dealer involved in Iran-Contra, and named it the Lady Ghislaine. In 1989, Donald Trump attended a party on that yacht with Robert and Ghislaine, and Trump's own yacht had been purchased from Khashoggi. At a certain point, these stopped being coincidences. In November 1991, Maxwell fell from the Lady Ghislaine and was later found in the Atlantic. Investigators uncovered that he had taken £400 million from employee pension funds. 32,000 people lost their retirement savings, and he received a state funeral in Jerusalem attended by senior Israeli officials, which is a thing that apparently happens when a book publisher dies. His daughter Isabel later led a technology company connecting Silicon Valley and Israeli intelligence. Christine co-founded a firm that built the FBI's cross-agency search system across CIA and NSA databases, and Ghislaine moved to New York and partnered with Jeffrey Epstein, whose largest financial client later purchased the textbook company her father built. I'm curious who decides today what research you can access and what news you see, because the infrastructure Robert Maxwell built did not disappear, it changed ownership. Follow along as I map how individuals across religions, countries, and political parties seek control of systems, markets, governments, and information to accumulate wealth, and how they cooperate across the divisions we argue about, because the common denominator is not religion or nationality. It is extreme wealth and insulation from consequences. And once you see that pattern, curious about the man.
Uh-oh.